Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. This is Deacon Louis Zemlick, and we're glad you're here for this third Sunday of Advent in this beautiful Christmas season. We hope things are well for you. We've been talking, and we talk about this several times during the year, you know, about those people who, you know, this time of the year, people can get very depressed. People can get very lonely. And I'm just asking my brothers and sisters in a very special way to pray for those people, for, you know, men and women, especially young people, you know, teenagers, just to try to go easy on them. You know, there's a lot of pressure with school. There's pressure with what are you going to do when you graduate high school? And for service people, men and women in the military, to just pray for them, pray for their families, but also to reach out to them, offering up forgiveness, offering up consolation, offering up help, whether it be financial help or just prayers. And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, we're called to do this in a very powerful way. You know, this experiment without God has not worked. It's been very tragic, okay? It's a very tragic for all of us. And we see that by the suicide rates year after year after year continue to go up. And as we get further away from God, as we get further away from the church, as we get further away from our moral compass, life just doesn't seem to make sense to many people. And we've just got to reground ourselves, my brothers and sisters. And so I don't mean to, you know, bring you down, or, you know, but this is a reality. You know, and I think that's one of the problems that we have today, is that we just do not face our realities, that people are hurting, or that we've hurt someone. We've really hurt someone terribly. And cause some type of trauma in their lives. And, you know, the church is not apart from this. You know, I just recently read this article, saw this in the news, where all this abuse is happening in this, Rockefeller Institute in New York City, you know, that has been happening there for the last 75 years, 100 years. It's just horrible. And, we have a lot to pray about. We have a lot to pray about. We have a lot to stand up about. And really, as Christians, as Catholics, especially as Catholics, you know, we're kind of the old schoolers, you know. And, you know, sure, everybody throws rocks at the Catholics. And I guess, you know, okay, you know. But the fact of the matter is, as we have the fullness of truth, the fullness of the sacraments, and the fullness of the answer to the battle against the evil one. And Jesus Christ is going to come to us once again, as he comes to us at every Mass in the Holy Eucharist and Holy Communion. He's going to come to us in a very special way here in about 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks now, about a week and a half. And Bishop Bradley is going to be with us next week, and I hope you're able to tune in and listen to the program. It's going to kind of be a combination of fourth Sunday of Advent and Christmas, and some Christmas reflection. And we're very fortunate. We have a very blessed bishop who does, Bishop Paul Bradley, does a beautiful job for our diocese. But it is a challenging job. It is a challenging job to be a bishop when you're in charge of this many people. People are going to make mistakes. You're going to have people who are going to make mistakes, people who are sinful, people who are criminal, people who need to be dealt with. But it's a very difficult job, very difficult job. And so we pray for our bishop. We pray for our bishop and our priests, deacons, religious. We pray for the Sisters of St. Joseph, you know, that they do the right things in their ministry and do the right things with their facilities that they have out there. You know, very historic facilities. So let's go right into our readings. In case you're interested in anything else about the Catholic Church, you can go to the Diocese of Kalamazoo, which is diokzoo.org, holyfamilyradio.net. They have a lot of great stuff on there, local, as well as programming from EWTN.com. Of course, EWTN is on the Dish Networks that you can watch on there. But you know what? We'd love everybody to be Catholic. You know, we'd love everybody to come to the Lord, especially this Christmas season. But let us be in prayer today, and let us listen to these are the readings that are read at Catholic churches all over the world this very third Sunday of Advent. And so our first reading is from Zephaniah. This is Zephaniah 3, 14 through 18. Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel. Be glad and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has removed the judgment against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You have no further misfortune to fear. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear not, O Zion, be not discouraged. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty Savior. He will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in his love. He will sing joyfully because of you, as one sings at festivals. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And our responsorial psalm today is very unusual. It comes from Isaiah 12. It's usually the psalm, the responsorial psalm is usually a psalm. But this time it is taken from Isaiah. So it's Isaiah 12, 2 and 3, 4, 5, and 6. Cry out with joy and gladness, for among you is the great and holy one of Israel. God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. With joy you will draw water at the fountain of salvation. Give thanks to the Lord, acclaim his name. Among the nations make known his deeds. Proclaim how exalted is his name. Cry out with joy and gladness, for among you is the great and holy one of Israel. Sing praise to the Lord, for he is glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth. Shout with exultation, O city of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Cry out with joy and gladness, for among you is the great and Holy One of Israel. Our second reading is from Philippians 4, 4 through 7. That's Philippians 4, 4 through 7. Brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord always. I shall say it again, rejoice. Your kindness should be known to all. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety at all about, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our gospel reading today is from the Gospel of Luke. Luke 3, 10 through 18. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. The crowds asked John the Baptist, "What should we do?" He said to them in reply, "Whoever has two cloaks should share with the person who has none, and whoever has food should do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they said to him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He answered them, "Stop collecting more than what is prescribed." Soldiers also asked him, "And what is it that we should do?" He told them, "Do not practice extortion. Do not falsely accuse anyone. And be satisfied with your wages." Now the people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, "I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire, exhorting them in many other ways. He preached good news to the people." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So some beautiful readings today, and in case you're just joining us, this is the Epiphany Radio Program here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. My name is Deacon Louis Zemlich. You might hear some of our background music. We have our normal background music, which is done by the which is a CD by the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist. And they have some beautiful CDs out. You can go to a Catholic Information Center. I know in Kalamazoo has theirs, but I'm sure that there's other sources you can get these through too. But it's a Jesus Joy of Man's Desiring, Christmas with the Dominican Sisters of Mary. And so hear that. You hear that in the background. That's our Christmas background music. So we'll keep using that through the Christmas season for the next few weeks. And that's right, few weeks, because we go all the way to the Epiphany of the Lord, which is, I believe, January 8th. I think it's January 8th. I'm not sure about that date exactly, but we will get there. But we're glad you're here with us here today. And of course, if you're interested in anything about the Catholic Church, you can go to diokzoo.org. Or you can go, you can go to the Vatican website too, which is vatican.va. But it is the third Sunday of Advent. And many of us know by our Advent wreaths, this will be the day that we light the pink candle. It is joy, this expectation of great joy that is coming. We know that the Lord is coming as this baby Jesus. The children are excited about this happening. And then we start to wonder, for us as adults, as we get older. And I want to kind of, I'm going to go through what the scriptures are teaching us today, but I also want to impart on you some things that have happened this last week. And I try to always do that too, to kind of make this real for everyone. But this first reading from Zephaniah, Mary is this daughter of Zion, and she is full of grace. This is the prophecy that's being fulfilled. "And rejoice, O daughter of Jerusalem, full of grace." She is full of grace, the source of all graces. And she is the source of all graces because of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And it's very beautiful. Very beautiful. And we talk about this psalm too, which is very unusual that it is from Isaiah, that it's not one of the actual psalms. And there's a reading in the Catechism 2651 that I want to read real quickly here, because I have that marked as something to read. But it's about prayer, you know, and do we have a prayer life? And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, you know, we talked briefly about this time of the year being so difficult for people, and suicide prevention is so important. Or if your family has experienced that, and it really is this, the world is a very difficult place. And sometimes we experience traumas that are so difficult that we just cannot overcome them. And many times, you know, drugs and alcohol, substance abuse, we try to manage it that way. And that's never the answer. But I want to read this, which helps us with this thought and idea. And we're going to kind of focus on that. We're going to kind of focus on, you know, what am I doing about that? What am I doing, you know, if I have depression, do I have any suicidal thoughts? Do I know of anyone who has suicidal thoughts? What do I think about the possibility of that someone in my family has done that? You know, where are they at? I tell you, my brothers and sisters, it's not natural. It's a type of mental illness, just like alcoholism, drug addiction. These people do not want this. No one wants this. No one is bringing this about on themselves. Okay? And, you know, the church's ideas on this have changed totally, you know, with the study of mental health. But we also don't want to take life lightly, that we can just do whatever we want to with our lives, see? We belong to God. We should not harm ourselves in any way, shape, or form. But we need to support those people who are ill, people who are sick. That's our responsibility. And in a certain way, some of that falls onto us. You know, that we have to be careful. We have to watch that. Not that sometimes you can stop these things, because sometimes you can't. There's nothing you can do. But let me read this from the Catechism. This is about prayer. And this goes through the entire spiritual life of our lives, my brothers and sisters. And best 5 minutes every morning, or 2 minutes in the morning and 3 minutes in the evening, to prayer. And make it a prayer that, like, God is sitting right across from you. If you're angry or upset with God, then be angry and upset with God. He can handle it. But start talking. Start talking. Don't just be angry. Start talking to God about these things. You, by the grace of God, you will be able to work these things out. By the grace of God. God will touch your heart. If you're Catholic, you want to receive anointing, you want to receive the sacraments, you haven't been baptized yet, get baptized. Get baptized. There are things that we can do, my brothers and sisters, and we cannot stick our heads in the sand and just listen to our politicians. You know? And, you know, you look at them and you watch them on TV. You look at the statements they make, both the Democrats and the Republicans, constantly bullying each other, right? That's what they do, back and forth. And then they tell us how to behave properly. Well, I'll tell you, my brothers and sisters, they are spiritually bankrupt in Washington. Absolutely spiritually bankrupt. And if they say they belong to a faith or say they belong to a church, they certainly do not practice it. It's horrible. It's disgusting. We must follow Jesus Christ. The tradition of Christian prayer is the one way of the ways in which the tradition of faith takes shape and grows, especially through the contemplation and the study of believers who treasure in their hearts the events and the words and the economy of salvation, and through their profound grasp of the spiritual realities they experience. Spiritual realities, my brothers and sisters. And that's what this psalm reading is all about. Isaiah 12. It's just fantastic. So beautiful. Then we go to Philippians. Philippians 4. And James, St. James, St. Paul, tell us to pray at all times. What does that mean? pray at all times. How can I do that? I often say this prayer, Lord, let me pray. Let me worship you with every beat of my heart, with every breath that I make. Let me pray to you. It's beautiful. And you can do that too. And finally, this from Luke, that John the Baptist is talking to this crowd of sinners, right? These are all sinners. And they're all asking, well, what can we do? And he who has two coats, let him share with him who has none. And he who has food, let him do likewise. The event was a figure, this event, a figure of fire of the Holy Spirit who transforms what he touches. John the Baptist goes before the Lord as he goes before the Lord for us today. In the spirit and the power of Elijah. Because John the Baptist is Elijah returning. The fulfillment of Judaism. That Elijah returns and then comes the Messiah. Christ as the one who will baptize you and me with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Okay. So as we continue on here, my brothers and sisters, I ask you to, you know, get to Mass. You know, we just enjoy liturgy, the word here, but liturgy of the Eucharist, receiving Holy Communion, receiving Jesus, and try to, you know, my brothers and sisters, you know, the churches will be packed at Christmas time. But you think about what our world would be different, how the suicide rates would change, how the alcoholism, drug addiction, divorce, murder, all the crimes against humanity, how we treat each other, to really make this country great, to really make this world really and truly great, we must make spiritual progress first. See? Material things, all these things come many ways we're on the backs of our parents that we have this wealth that we have. On the backs of those who have gone before us. People who love Christ. People who are devoted to God. People who are devoted to worship. And now as their children, you know, we have these benefits, right? But it will not last. And my brothers and sisters, we already see it fading in a certain way. You know, this last week, I talked to some of our students in our CCD classes, and I asked them this question, you know, how often do your parents say that they love you? And it's very sad, my brothers and sisters. It's very sad when maybe only half of the class says that their parents say that to them on a regular basis. You know, they say, I love you. And a big reason and a big part, I think, my brothers and sisters, what happens is we just become disconnected. We become so busy. We think our kids are fine. We think, you know, our aunts and uncles are fine. We think our parents are fine. But for many of them, you know, suffering from the anxieties of this world, you know, we don't take them to church. You know, we take them to CCD class, you know, to receive the sacraments. But we do not continue on with their formal training in the spiritual life. Well knowing, and certainly well knowing that we know today, that the devil is attacking us every single day, trying to destroy our marriages, trying to destroy our homes. And yet, we sit blindly. Well, it doesn't happen to me. It didn't happen to me, or this didn't happen to me. But my brothers and sisters, it's happening to your neighbors. It's happening to our children. So I ask you, and I even challenge these young people to go to their parents, to say to their parents, to convert their parents with the power of Jesus Christ by telling them, Mom, I love you. Dad, I love you. Saying to their brothers and sisters, I love you. This is the greatest proof that God exists, my brothers and sisters. are these words, I love you. Because these are the words of Jesus Christ. These are the words that Christ has promised to us. He comes to us. Christ comes to us every year. You see the decorated trees and the presents, and you know, I get 4 days off of work, or maybe a week or two off of work. I don't have to go to school. But do I think about why? Christ, Jesus Christ is why. And Christ asks us to do very few things. An hour or two a week. Come and see me. Come to my house. We can't do it. I'm too busy. Pray. Talk to me. Talk to me 2 minutes in the morning and 2 minutes in the evening. I'm sorry. I'm too busy. And then what happens, my brothers and sisters, as we get to ignore God, we start to ignore our own flesh and blood, our own children, abandoning them. Or the only way that we love them or show them any type of love is if they get good grades in school, or they accomplish something big, or they get a big job. They jump through this hoop or through that hoop, and then you say you love them. My brothers and sisters, that's horrible. That's horrible. It causes depression for us. It causes depression for our children. And ultimately, it just destroys us. Destroys our society. Destroys everything that we're supposed to be about. And so my brothers and sisters, I ask you this day to pray. But more than anything, I ask you this day to pray. To pray for your children. To pray for your brothers and your sisters, your aunts and your uncles. To forgive. To be a grown up. And for you young people who are listening, practice this. Maybe you don't believe in God. This will show you that God is real and that God exists. This very day God exists. You don't have to wait till Christmas. Call upon the Holy Spirit this very day, at this very hour, and say, Jesus, I love you. Come into my heart. Show me the way. Show me the way to the nearest Catholic church that I can be baptized, that I can come into your church, and that I can love my parents unconditionally. See, as God loves us unconditionally. God does not have restrictions, my brothers and sisters. We are the ones who add the restrictions. We are the ones who chase God away, chase God out of our own hearts. And so as we prepare for Christmas, only this few days away, 9 days away now, these 9 days that lead up to this greatest day in history, to our salvation, as Jesus, as God is made flesh. Can we not say to at least this small child that I love you. I care for you. And God says back to us, hold me. Take me into your arms. For I am just a child. A child that requires love. A child that requires tenderness and protection. Please help me. Can I say that? Can I do that? Can I have this relationship with God Almighty? And the answer is yes, my brothers and sisters. Yes. So remember today to say, I love you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all. We love you.